I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Blasphemy laws are in the global spotlight again as one country takes decisive action. We'll look at the who, where, and why. And E3 Partners highlights a growing movement among refugees. Find your place in the stories today on Mission Network News. Thanks to Ireland, there's one less country in the world with a blasphemy law on the books. The Irish people recently voted overwhelmingly to remove the outdated blasphemy legislation from their constitution. No one's been prosecuted for blasphemy in Ireland in over 150 years. However, the move set an example to the 68 other countries in the world that still have blasphemy laws. Dr. David Curry, president and CEO of Open Doors USA.
These are laws that were put in place ages ago in Ireland to protect the religious sensibilities of the folks there. Unfortunately, what has happened with blasphemy laws is that in many countries around the world, it is used as a vigilante form of justice. Anybody can bring an accusation on somebody based on blasphemy laws.
Once a country adopts a blasphemy law, getting rid of it isn't always as easy as holding a referendum.
In Pakistan, in Sudan, in Iran, where you have extremist elements within Islam, who are using this as a way of lashing out against anybody who might offend their sensibilities about their faith, it's very difficult because of the mob violence that can break out.
Please pray for Christians and nations with blasphemy laws to continue being bold witnesses for Christ. From blasphemy laws, we turn to East Asia, a region that holds 22% of the world's population. A small group of deaf Christians from this region recently reached out to DOOR International. According to DOOR CEO Rob Myers, the believers live in a place where following Christ is dangerous.
There are millions of deaf people in this country, but the number of deaf Christians doesn't number over 4,000, and the number of deaf churches numbers about 50.
Myers says the deaf believers want to reach their neighbors for Christ, but they've never been taught how. That's why DOOR is coming alongside to train deaf Christians in evangelism and church planning. Their program trains and sends out church planners in teams of two.
We're in the process of working with those leaders to recruit somewhere right now between 2 and 5 initial teams. Deaf leaders have said we would love to have something that's deaf-led and sustainable that we could replicate and we could easily teach to other deaf people.
You don't have to be deaf to find a place in this story. DOOR needs people who can pray, give, or share this news to help raise deaf awareness.
Many people just don't know that deaf communities are unreached by the gospel. They don't realize that there are still millions of people who don't have access.
And the gospel is multiplying in refugee camps. E3 Partners is hosting short-term mission trips so volunteers can engage with refugees and share the hope of Jesus. E3's Jeff Johnston.
It's really amazing to just see how God works through the faithfulness of people that are willing to go to these refugee camps and take a couple weeks out of their busy schedule and just love on these people and share the gospel with these people.
Johnston says refugees are encouraged by short-term volunteers and the message of Jesus has taken root. Refugees have taken the reins of ministry. They're starting new churches and refugee camps and building up church leaders.
Showing that these refugees understand the importance of sharing their faith, of sharing the gospel with others, the importance of not just receiving the grace of God and then doing nothing about it. But it's also showing that they are being raised up as leaders, being raised up as church, and then they're going and doing the same with others. They're teaching others to do the same. And so it's not something where they're reliant on the Westerners. They're doing it themselves.
E3 invites you to encourage people in refugee camps. You can take a mission trip with them and share the hope of Jesus. Also pray the church would continue to flourish in refugee camps and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.